Doyle says Wisconsin farmers have suffered along with the rest of the national economy over the past year. He says prices for milk and other commodities have dropped, forcing many farmers to cut back and some to go out of business. Doyle says the Obama administration's recent decision to raise price supports for milk and cheese and boost government purchases of those products will help some. Doyle says the recently passed Wisconsin state budget also has some new items to assist farmers.
Some of the things that we've recently done is extend tax credits for large meat processing operations that really helps our meat processors. We will now allow dairy co-ops to be able to expand their operations by use of tax credits that were not available to them before. We have extended dairy tax credits to ensure greater investment in our dairies.
Doyle also says the state is helping many farms generate electricity through the use of manure digesters. One of the Republicans running for governor next year joined Doyle at the state fair opening ceremonies. Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker says a now defeated Doyle budget proposal on legal liability would have hurt farmers.
Joint several liability would be a big hit on dairy farmers and farmers here in the state of Wisconsin, because with 1% liability as the governor proposed in the budget, that would have a devastating impact on farms. Thankfully, the legislature took that out, but it's likely to come back again.
Walker says many Wisconsin farmers are also worried about high property tax bills. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in West Allis.